The wicked plot against the righteous and gnash their teeth at them. That is Psalms 37:12, today's scripture.
Father, I know that one day when my fight is over that I will be amazed at the many times that the wicked one plotted against me and you saved me. Lord, that is why my abiding with you is so important. Not only does it refresh my spirit daily, but it also assures me of your protection and your loving care. Thank you, Lord, for drawing me nearer each day. Jesus, for in beholding you, I am changed. Amen.
Our thought for today is, today think how your adversary, the devil, goes about as a roaring lion, gnashing his teeth at you. Now rest in the shadow of the Almighty God. See, just yesterday, I let the old devil get hold of me. I was putting a faucet in at the house. No, I didn't lose my temper. No, I didn't say words a pastor shouldn't say. But I lost a very simple nut. And that nut was the main piece for the whole faucet. And I spent about 3 hours trying to make another nut, trying to get it fixed, trying to get the part together. Finally, I just said, "Lord, help." And guess what? The nut instantly appeared on the floor where I had looked about 4 times. So think about how the devil goes about trying to get the best of you.
Today's action. Look up lion in the encyclopedia. Now apply those characteristics to Satan. Today's treasure can be found in the book of 1 John, chapter 2, reading at verse 6. He who says he abides in him ought also himself to walk just as he walked.
The tendency today is for people to take Satan as a cartoon character with horns or to say he's not real. But the Bible is very, very, very plain on this. In Genesis 3, 1 and 2, he's the serpent trying to deceive God's people. This is also found in 2 Corinthians 11:3 and Revelation 12:9. In Matthew 13, 5, and 19, he's a bird trying to despoil God's harvest. In John 10, 12, and Matthew 10, 16, he is likened to a wolf trying to devour and defeat God's flock. 1 Peter 5, 8 tells us that he is a lion stalking them who he can devour. And Revelation chapter 12, 1 through 9, likens him to the dragon, trying to destroy God's Son. Don't kid yourselves, my friends. Satan is a carnivore, and he's after your hide. And he doesn't have to worry about the world. But if you wear the name of Jesus, he's after your hide, my friend. Keep your eyes on Jesus.